first of all, in, once again, what you pay attention to. I know that this is a subject that is quite repetitive, but it is one of the most important factors, and it is very affecting, and that it requires effort until you move to the point in which it becomes more automatic. But in this, it is a matter of genuinely being aware of what you are paying attention to and intentionally choosing to shift your attention. Yes, and this is, once again, not the power of positive thinking. Not at all. It is being and living intentionally. It is being aware of what you are paying attention to and how you are responding and reacting to it in the moment. And it can be in what you think of as very insignificant expressions and subjects, but it is all those insignificant subjects and expressions that you generate repeatedly throughout the course of a day.
Yes.
That accumulate and that continuously reinforce that concentration and that direction of attention in the capacity of not enough.
Well, I hear you, and it's like you say, eh? It's all interconnected.
And in that, let me express to you that even the expression of too much can also be merely another form of not enough. Let me give you an indicator. Any time that you are generating a reaction, and it may be a mild reaction, and it may be only for a second. Therefore, when I express momentary, I mean that very literally. It could be literally a second that you experience. But if you are interrupted in something that you are doing and you have a moment of annoyance or irritation, even if it is so slight that you barely recognize it, or you barely pay attention to it, it is such a brief expression. And it may be in relation to some subject that you perceive as very inconsequential. It could be that you filled the teapot, and the next time that you go into the kitchen to place the kettle on the stove, and it is empty. and you have to fill it. You may not even think about it, but there may be a split second of annoyance that there was not enough water in the kettle. It matters not what it is. It could be about time, it could be about energy, it could be about being interrupted, it could be as simple and insignificant as not enough water in the kettle. It matters not what the situation is, what the expression or the subject is. What is significant is how automatic it is to move in that direction of not enough. It could be a moment in which your partner is walking across the floor too loudly. And what is that expressing? Not enough quiet, not enough calm. It is expressed so frequently for most of you within each day, and you don't even notice. You don't pay attention. And this is the reason that it is so pervasive, because it is so easy to move in that direction, for you are so accustomed to it.
So when there is an occurrence of, you know, whatever that, you know, up to now, it would be an automatic, more or less automatic tendency for me to concentrate on the lack or concentrate it on the occurrence in a way that expresses lack. It to change your attention, I mean, you're talking about that it requires effort. Would you say that that effort basically is making the choice, you know, the willingness to shift your attention? You know, you can acknowledge that there maybe there's an annoyance, there's, or, you know, whatever that occurrence is, you can acknowledge it maybe, but then immediately, willingly choose to put your attention either on something else or another aspect of that occurrence. I mean, I'm just looking at the mechanics of that action of shifting your attention.
I would express to you is, first of all, what requires effort and is challenging is noticing.
Recognizing that it is occurring.
Yes.
Okay.
That is the first challenge. For so much of this is so automatic.
Okay.
Don't think about it, and you don't notice. And in that is the first challenge, is noticing.
Okay.
And I would express, as I have to other individuals, that initially, if you can't move your attention, and I would acknowledge that at times individuals can't initially. They can't think of a different direction to move their attention in. If you can't, that is not a problem or a failure. The factor that you noticed is a step.
Right, because if we start to feel bad about it, we just compound it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Their first piece is to be aware and to notice how often you are engaging that. And let me express to you, it is not a matter of looking for when you are expressing that lack or not enough. You will automatically begin to notice that by paying attention to what is enough, by intentionally attempting to notice what is enough, that will automatically begin to bring to your attention how often you are paying attention to what isn't enough. For you pay more attention to that than you do to what is enough.
Yeah.
That is the first challenge. Then beyond that, what requires the effort initially for a brief time framework is intentionally moving your attention. And the reason that that requires effort is because not only are you so familiar with paying attention to not enough, but you justify yourself in it. Therefore, you don't necessarily want to let go of it. You don't necessarily want to move your attention in a different direction in the moment.
When you say we justify it, do you mean we make victims out of ourselves and
Yes. And you do it very frequently. And in that, you, in the moment, don't necessarily want to move your attention intentionally. And in addition to that, because there will generally be a feeling that will arise, you don't necessarily believe what you turn your attention to.
Right.
If you are engaged in something, some expression or some action that is in a negative direction, you don't necessarily believe what the positive direction is.
So when we willingly are in the process of changing our attention, and there might be that, you know, feeling that makes us assess that whatever we chose to put our attention on to change to that, we feel that that doesn't have as much weight as the other side. But what we choose to put our attention on, does that matter? It can be anything?
It can be anything.
Okay.
But it can be anything that you can genuinely use to move your attention. And in that, it is not necessary that you believe it immediately. For you may not believe something positive.
It'll still create an interruption from the other concentration.
It does, but it also is setting a direction that, as I have expressed previously, none of you began in this focus believing negative aspects or experiences or ideas. You learned that, and you learned it through repetition. learning to believe in a positive manner is the same. A child that grows up and believes themselves to be unattractive, they did not believe that when they were a child.
Right.
That because there was repetition that reinforced idea, and they began to believe it. In this, you incorporate a tendency to believe what is most repeatedly presented to you.
But then the concentration on it creates an entrainment, and we present it to ourselves more and more, so it becomes convincing.
Precisely, but that moves in the same direction when you are changing what you believe.
Yes, so therein lies the importance of consistency in doing that.
Precisely. That is a very important piece.
So when an occurrence like that happens, then I have the choice, and I can exercise my willingness to put my attention on something else, even though there might be for a time a feeling that, you know, feels discounting of that, but I can still acknowledge that, okay, there is this feeling, but I'm still choosing to put my attention on this and being aware that, you know, of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And that will begin to create a different movement and become easier the more consistent I am with it.
Definitely. And in that, let me express to you, if you have an encounter with her and you are irritated,
yes,
in the moment, it is challenging to move your attention intentionally in a different direction. Not to discount your irritation, but to choose what you want to experience. Do you want to be irritated? Now, that seems, while we are discussing it, that you would automatically express or think, oh, definitely I don't want to be irritated. But in the moment, while you are feeling that, that is when the justification arises, and you don't necessarily want to let go of that.
And would you say that that justification has a strong emotional component that draws on past experiences and then that's the question. Would you say that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And once again, it is associated with repetition. Yes, past experiences. What you know through your experience, and that reinforces how you justify. And what you are doing in those moments is you are making that important. And the justification piece of it reinforces to you that it is important.